Well, babe, you're officially a mom.
And you're officially a dad.
So my wife, Angela, is definitely my favorite blogger and YouTuber extraordinaire. And she's a pretty amazing wife, I must add.
And my guess is that a lot of you may have seen my husband, Matt, on TV or in the movies Wyatt from Timeless, Liam from 90210, anyone? Chicago from Pitch Perfect 3. I mean, he's bringing the sexy.
All right. So if you guys didn't know, Angela and I created a podcast called Hello Bump to chronicle our journey as expecting first-time parents.
We really just started it for something for us to look back on, but we ended up really loving our weekly chat.
Yeah, so much so that we couldn't stop there. I mean, now is the fun part, right? Now is the payoff for the 9 months of pregnancy. Now is where our life begins.
We have a brand new beautiful baby girl, and we are so in love.
And we want you guys to come on this new journey with us of figuring out, frankly, how to raise this little thing.
We know it's going to be tough at times, but we also know the rewards are great.
We're going to be chatting week to week about the joys and the struggles of learning how to do this parenting thing.
I'm pretty sure we're going to mess up a lot.
But from every mistake comes a lesson that we can pass on to you. So join us in this wild ride as we undertake our newest challenge, parenthood.
Hello, baby.
Hello, baby. I still haven't committed to that.
I don't know. I mean, we already know you're a commitment phobe, so.
What? What do you mean? I married you.
It took a long time, brother.
Maybe that's just because I wasn't sure.
Don't touch me after when you say that. Don't touch me when you say that.
I'm currently rubbing her foot with my foot under this table here.
What is wrong with you?
And welcome everybody to Hello Baby, episode number 33. Man, have we got a doozy for you.
Excuse us while we go have a marital.
Today.
Right quick.
What do we need? Some counseling?
Clearly.
Okay, I'll be the counselor and the husband. Here we go.
That's not possible.
Here we go. Ready?
No.
Okay. Hi, Matt and Angela.
Is that Kermit the Frog?
What are you in for today? Are you having marital trouble?
Ow.
That's enough.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody.
Keep it moving.
Thanks for tuning in. However you found us, we don't care. We're just glad you're here.
That is right.
We're back from our little sabbatical.
Sabbatical? A one-week sabbatical?
A little break. A little vacay. We weren't vacationing. We just
took
a week
all.
Break from the podcast.
I was cracking that whip on you.
To get some stuff done around the house. We've had a pretty eventful last like week and a half to 2 weeks. My dad was in town, got a lot done around the house.
Yeah.
I mean, all kinds of stuff. One of which I think is worth talking about on this podcast, is getting a playroom ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually a good episode probably once we fully get it done and functional. Talking about like the things that we had to remove for safety purposes, things we needed to add. Because we're very much in the throes of that, like in the throes of labor. In the throes of a playroom makeover design.
Whenever you say that word, it reminds me of like, it should be used like when you're saying in the throes of passion, aka having sex. Hey, we should start this episode. Play the music.
All right, guys, do you get a lot of UTIs? Turns out if you do, you're not alone. UTIs are the second most common infection in the U.S. Half of all women get UTIs, and about 1 in 5 women struggle with recurring UTIs, and I'm one of them. So if you're like me and you get UTIs, you know that cranberry juice is useless. I mean, you get the fruit cocktail kind, it tastes great, it does nothing. And then you get the gross kind that it works, or it's supposed to work, but again, it really doesn't do anything. And taking too many antibiotics, it can just become a problem. So what should you do? Use Eucora. It's the natural effective way to prevent UTIs. It tastes like pink lemonade. It was developed using the best research available in collaboration with a team of physicians. Eucora's unique formula targets bacteria and enables you to safely flush bacteria out of your urinary tract, stopping UTIs before they can start. Try Eucora and break free from the endless cycle of UTIs and all of those antibiotics. So all you have to do to get Eucora and say goodbye to UTIs is right now they're offering 30% off when you text BABY to 48 48 48. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Text BABY to 484848 to get 30% off of your order of Eucora. That's BABY to 484848.
Ooh, okay, I tell you, good stuff. We're off to a great, great start. No comment. All right. Well, look, going back to what we were talking about, getting stuff done.
Yep.
I should say Angela had this grand plan to sort of theme the playroom that it's a guest room slash playroom, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to double as a guest room.
Yeah.
We've got a trundle bed with a pullout, like a day bed with a pullout trundle bed, which, by the way, very comfortable mattresses. It's probably some of our best, actually. Comfortable room for guests. But Angela wanted to theme this Beverly Hills Hotel style. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it's kind of like a pinky, greeny, very like retro summertime vibe. It just kind of feels like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we started with a room that was sort of a builder's pale yellow. Now, I feel like I can't speak tonight. I don't know why.
I don't know. Maybe you're really tired. I feel like I can't talk when I'm tired.
Possibly.
Like my words get jumbled in my mouth.
We are recording this at nighttime. I am a little tired.
It is only 9 o'clock though. How old are we?
I'm a freaking parent that wakes up at 7 a.m. with a baby every day.
Ugh.
So I can't do it anymore. I can't hang. So it's a very retro summertime vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this pale yellow on the walls. My dad's a painter. He came out. Really, he did it by himself. He painted this whole room. I didn't even really help him on the new paint color in the entire room and bathroom.
Yeah.
We painted a very pale gray, which we like a lot. It's like it's a Dunn Edwards color. It's called Laced Veil or Lace Veil.
It's the same one as in the nursery, which I linked on the blog.
Yeah.
Like, what was that, before she was born?
It's just a nice light gray.
I had so many questions about that paint on when I posted photos, because everyone's like, it looks white, but it's got a tinge of gray. It's just like the perfect neutral. My cousin, when she came out to visit, loved it so much, she went back to Ohio and like hunted it down.
Yeah. So we put this on the walls and the bathroom. And like I said, very, very pale gray, almost white. Almost.
Mm-hmm.
So then Angela wants... she wants to stripe the walls. If you guys have seen Beverly Hills Hotel, kind of some of the iconic imagery is the striped green and white ceiling on like the lobby, the awning.
I think that's throughout the hotel though, isn't it? Stripes?
It might be.
Yeah.
It's definitely a theme. So she wanted to do this. So we were talking about incorporating the stripe theme.
Mm-hmm.
We went back and forth and back and forth about whether to get decals on the walls.
Well, or banana leaf. Do I want to do banana leaf wallpaper?
Which is really, really busy.
It's really busy. We have a very neutral house, so that felt like overkill.
So it would only be one accent wall, but still crazy, yeah. Just busy, and I feel like it would close the room in. We decided on stripes, and then we were back and forth between decals or paint, and man, you can just imagine how painting vertical stripes on a wall is extremely time-consuming, to do it right, especially. So here we go. Painting stripes, taping off, measuring, leveling stripes to make sure they're all... I mean, look, there's a lot of math to do when you're trying to figure out how big the stripes are to equal stripes and blah, 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 blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So we get all of it done. We slap up some of this real pink, like, not really pink, more like blush.
It's blush.
Like a blush paint. And we're hoping it's going to look like a real, like, kind of like white and blush. Well, we get it up, it dries. And my gosh, this blush color turned
periwinkle.
Well, it made the pale, pale gray appear almost freaking blue.
That's what I mean. The gray looked periwinkle.
The gray looked periwinkle. I mean, I'm talking like...
It looked like cotton candy skies.
Yes.
Like at sunset.
Yes, it did. And that's definitely not what we were going for.
Which is so pretty. It was really pretty if we were going for like maybe like a carnival theme or like a Parisian theme or something like that. But that's not what we were going for at all.
Yeah. So it dried up. Sure enough, boss woman comes in and says no. And my dad and I are back at it, repainting
stripes.
Here's
the thing. Don't call me boss woman because that makes me sound like I was being a bia, and I wasn't. You knew before I even looked at it that it wasn't right. And you didn't even like put up a fight when I was like, yeah, this isn't going to go. This isn't going to work.
No, no. It did look like cotton candy.
It was really pretty. It just wasn't what we
were going for.
Have the entire room based around.
So we go and we take the pale gray stripes that we had previously painted the room and we turn those into white, just straight up white stripes. So now it's pink and white stripes and it looks good now. And I think once we get this room all done, McKinley's going to love it. It's going to be a cool looking guest room. And everyone's going to be happy. But that is what we did a majority of our time spent on this past week and a half to 2 weeks when my dad was here.
Among other various
things.
You know, details. I got the dining room decorated. We got some of the, you got Halloween, the house decorated for Halloween.
We got the TV in your office. We got this frame TV. It's a Samsung frame TV that looks like artwork when you put it on the wall.
It's
pretty
cool.
You should check it out. We put that in Angela's studio, so that's cool.
I saw that on somebody's Instagram or blog or something. I was like, we got to get that. And then you went out and bought it for the front room, and we've had it in our front room forever. And
yeah,
it just, you couldn't commit to hanging it over the fireplace. So to my studio it goes, and I will forever appreciate it because I'm going to put some cool artwork on there, you know, and it's going to feel like a little montage on the wall instead of a collage.
So anyway, wrapping up the almost previous 10 minutes we've spent talking about home decor, but it's baby related because it's her playroom.
It is baby related.
We're working on her playroom because she is getting to that age where she needs to be in a spot of her own where she can just like roll around and, you know, whatever.
Play.
Like a little playpen is just not cutting it anymore.
She does sit in her playpen for a while, but yeah, it's getting to the point where we're going to have a baby safe room with a gate up that she can get in there and do all her crazy. Release her crazy.
Well, let's shift gears here for a second. I wanted to bring this up. We don't have to talk long about it, but I just thought it was a cool thing. Current events in the United States of America, they just passed a law, and I just told you this today, requiring lactation rooms in all major U.S. airports.
I didn't know that that wasn't already required. I just assumed because I've noticed them a lot when we were traveling. Or the pods. I've seen the lactation pods. That you can go into
pods.
Yeah. Like, do you remember when we were in Paris and they had those bathrooms that were like,
yeah, on the street, but they were like real nice.
They were really nice. That's
futuristic.
That's exactly what lactation pods are that I've seen
On the street or in the
airport? No, they're in airports. And I don't know if I've actually seen one in person or just saw it online. I can't remember
futuristic.
Now.
Futuristic.
It's very cool.
What are we? The Jetsons? No,
we're not.
Well, yeah, I just think that's pretty cool. You know what else I think should be a law?
What?
In every terminal? A pet.
Pet relief.
Pet relief area.
For sure. So here's the thing about the lactation rooms. For any of the airports that don't have it, shame on you. Because this is why I'm saying this. Why should a mother have to go and pump breast milk that she's going to feed her child in a room where fecal matter is floating? Think about it. That's gross.
It's floating around in the air.
It's floating around the air. Because, okay, there's all these studies about how when you flush a toilet with the lid open, that the poo or vomit or germs or whatever, the bacteria spews up to, I don't know how many feet. I've read 6 feet and I've read 20 feet.
What? 20 feet?
I've read this.
What kind of a bathroom are you pooing in?
I don't know.
A
but
palace?
I'm just telling you, even if it's 6 feet, like, and you've got 40 toilets spewing bacteria up to 6 feet each or 20 feet or whatever
it is.
That's
a lot of poo geysers.
That's a lot of nastiness floating around in the freaking air. But you expect a mom to sit there and pump her breast milk for her child. And I just feel like that's so unsanitary and unfair to make a mom sit there and smell all that, especially if somebody's in there lighting it up, you know?
Previously, where do they sit? Just on a toilet?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Or do they just stand there?
I haven't had to do that. So I haven't had to seek out a lactation room.
Do they have like chairs and stuff in women's bathrooms like universally? Do you remember the...
Not in airports, but in like nice... Yeah, like in like when you go to like Macy's or Nordstrom or something like that, they have really nice sitting areas in the women's rooms.
Do you remember the Office episode?
I knew you were going to bring that up.
That there was a couch in the women's bathroom and I was like, what the F? And you were like, no, that's normal.
Yeah.
And I was like, excuse me?
It is.
We don't have those.
Well, you don't get cramps. And you don't lactate.
Why do you need a couch if you got cramps? What are you going to do? Curl up in a ball?
Maybe. Maybe you need to take a load off for a second and just relax and, like, you know, lay there for a second and when you're not feeling well, you know?
So all this time, I complain about my legs hurting when we go shopping.
Oh, you're such
and here
a baby.
It is that you have a freaking couch in your bathroom that you can just go take a load off.
Yeah.
No wonder you're good to go for hours on end.
Well, you know, I mean, you don't have to lactate and you don't have to bleed. So I don't really think that you have any room at all to complain.
At the same time, in some people's case.
And then do you remember in the office when Creed was always in there in the women's room?
Yeah. Oh, good times.
Oh, I miss The Office. I kind of want to go back and watch it over again. It was just so good. And we tried to watch the British version, by the way, guys, for all of you who are like, but the British one's so much better. We tried to watch the first episode or two. I just
didn't care for it.
Well, I had a really hard time understanding what they were saying because of the accent. And listen, I watch a lot of British TV, a lot. Like, I'm in the midst of Call the Midwife right now. I'm very deep into it. So, just saying.
Okay. Over at Warby Parker, they believe buying glasses online should be easy and risk-free. That is why they have created a home try-on program. It allows you to order 5 pairs of glasses. They ship directly to your door. You can try them on, you know, get some feedback from your friends, your family, you know, whoever, the milkman, anyone you care about, maybe your dog. You can try the frames for 5 days before sending them back. It's all prepaid shipping and no obligation to purchase. It's all free. It's so easy. You just hop on their website. If you go to warbyparker.com/baby, you can get to it that way and try the home try-on for free. You can do it today. Every pair of glasses you buy, also, a pair is distributed to someone in need. I really love that aspect of it. I think it's really cool. Glasses start at just $95, including prescription lenses, and they have sunglasses. I mean, the lenses are anti-glare, anti-scratch coatings. They're the high-quality glasses. I did this thing. I did the home try-on. And I'm telling you, it is so easy. You hop on their website. Again, warbyparker.com/baby. You go through this little quiz about what, just a few questions, like what would you want? What do you think looks good? Like square or rectangle or circular? And you put in a couple of checkpoints, and it gives you all of these examples for free. And then you go and you just check the ones you want. I got 5 pairs sent to me. They ship super quick. To be honest with you, way quicker than I even thought. And here they are. They're on my desk right here, and I'm going to make my decision and send them back. So this process, it is seamless. It only takes a few seconds. I encourage you all to go over to warbyparker.com/baby and begin the home try-on and get your glasses going. Oh, and one more thing. If you have an iPhone 10, by the way, which I actually don't, but if you do, you can download the Warby Parker app. You can use the Find Your Fit. It uses the camera on the iPhone 10 to map and measure your facial features, which is pretty cool. And then you can also make a little video and share that with your friends and family who are not live and in person to see your glasses and get their feedback too. Again, go over to warbyparker.com/baby to order your free home try-on today. Let's get to it.
Let's do
it. And talk about this week's title.
Yeah.
Baby's First Words. Boom. It has happened. Sort of. Or would you say yes?
I would say definitely yes.
You would say definitely yes.
Yes.
I'm about 90% convinced that our baby has had her first words.
She has.
It's very, very exciting. This is a huge development.
It is a huge development.
I would say this is like one of, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 major developments that you'd think about, you talk about, you remember for the rest of your life.
Although we asked your dad today what your first word was, and he couldn't remember that.
Yeah, my mom didn't really know either, but she has a good idea. And she's got a list of words, and I'll share those. But we couldn't figure out if they were mine or my sister's. So she has a hunch that they were Kara's. Or I'm sorry, she's a hunch that they were mine because of some proof. And I'll talk about all that stuff.
Okay.
But we believe, I almost feel like just like making this a secret till the end or something, what she said, what McKinley
Everybody's
said.
Everybody's going to know. Here's the thing. She's been saying her consonants for a few weeks. She's been saying mama, baba, dada. Like she gets going and she'll even go blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, literally, like you could not.
You know
not...
what's really funny is she only says that when I'm talking and trying to explain something to her. And she moves her hand in this way and it goes blah, 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 blah.
I taught her well.
Feels very offensive. So she has been saying these consonants and sounds.
For a couple weeks now.
Probably even more than a couple of
weeks. Possibly, yeah.
And I actually did, I signed on to What to Expect, you know, that website. Okay.
I'm listening to you.
All right.
In depth here. Waiting for you to deliver whatever goods you're about to put on the table.
It just says, I just wanted to like kind of go through this article so we're all on the same developmental page mm-hmm. when it comes to talking. Because we feel like McKinley's behind on some things, right on with other things, and maybe ahead in other things.
Yeah. It's really weird how that works.
It is weird. Still not crawling yet.
No teeth either.
No teeth. Well, listen, babies start talking. When do they start talking? It says they'll attempt to express themselves anywhere between 9 and 14 months. That's okay. A pretty big stretch.
That's a gap, like a big chunk of time.
So technically she's in the 10th month.
Mm-hmm. Because she's 9 and a half. Yeah, she's 9 and a half months right now.
Right.
Oh, wait, is that how that works?
Well, yeah, I guess it does.
Okay.
Because December 30th, so January is a full month. So October would be a full 10 months. So she's in her 10th month. Mm-hmm. She's midway through. Anyway, perfectly normal babies don't say recognizable words until 18 months.
Okay.
So it just seems like all over the place. And they kind of say that.
That's a lot, 18 months.
Baba for bye-bye or bottle or ball. They say da or da-da for dog or dad or doll. Sometimes as early as 7 months. They're saying dad-ass seems to be slightly easier for babies to say than mama, so don't be surprised. Mom, if dad or the dog is the honored subject of your baby's first real word. And then it goes on to say, like, how do you get your baby to talk? And it kind of just says, like, speak slowly, clearly, focus on single words, use names rather than pronouns. So instead of saying, like, this is my coffee, you would want to say, like, this is daddy's coffee, or this is mama's purse. You wouldn't say, like, that's her purse. Sing songs, rhyme rhymes. Repetition is also an important factor to help your kids start talking. And just basically saying what's going on around you, right? Like, oh, do you hear the bird chirping? Is the bird chirping? Tweet, 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 you know, like that. I'm not going to go through a whole, like.
You're going to do the red bird episode from.
Oh, baby red bird, where are you?
You sounded just like him.
That's Goofy. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Quick pause here.
Yeah.
We actually met.
I knew you were going to go there.
The voice of Mickey Mouse.
We did.
Such a very nice guy. His name was Brett. I don't remember his last name.
He was so nice.
Very kind. I hope we run into him again. The voice of all Mickey Mouse in the last like 3 years.
Yeah.
So we were pretty pumped about that.
I have a audio clip on my phone of him saying hi to Crystal because Matt was disappointed, but I got him to say hi to our friend Crystal and not McKinley because, you know, baby girl's too young right now, but Crystal, she's old enough.
You know, doing what I do, we get a lot of chances to meet a lot of famous people, people you probably recognize. But
that's a pretty famous name right there, Mickey Mouse.
Well, I just mean, you know, it's a voice actor, and some people don't care as much about voice actors because we're not on camera, but we were pretty pumped
to
get the voice of Mickey Mouse. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to this What to Expect article. It says, talking about what is normal and don't worry about it, and it just kind of says, don't worry if it's not even until, like, 18 months, it says your toddler's vocabulary will likely begin to explode around month 18, may be able to put together a sentence by age 2. So got a lot to lot coming up.
Yeah, we do.
So anyway, our baby's first word was dada. Woo! Yes.
I already knew that was going to be her first word.
You think so?
I said that from the very beginning that she was going to say that.
She goes dada. Mm-hmm. Dada.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I have a clip. Should I play it?
Yeah, play it if you can get to it.
I can.
So, yeah, she's been saying dada, like, especially in the last week. And, well, she's been saying dada for, I would think, a couple of weeks now. But we really feel like she connected it to me in the last week. Because now I'll walk into the room and she'll say dada. Mm-hmm. The other day, I actually walked downstairs. Our nanny was here. And she was feeding her, and I walked downstairs, and she goes, something kind of like, hi, da, da. And Sylvia looked at me with her mouth wide open, and I looked right back at her with my mouth wide open, because that was one of the first times that I had heard it. And Sylvia goes, oh, she said dada.
She said, hi, dada.
She said, hi, dada, because that's one of the other things we do with her a lot. We always go, hi.
We do that a lot.
Yeah, and so she's picked that up, and it was like so casually, just a casual, cool kid. Hi, dada. And like, I'll get into the room. Then she went back to her lunch. Anyway, it was awesome, and that feels so cool to know that she is actually like saying dada. And maybe I shouldn't feel special or anything, but I do. So there you go.
Here, I'm gonna play it. Okay.
Okay, play it.
Ready?
Well, wait. This is not her. This is not her
going, da-da, da-da, da-da.
Yeah. But
it's cute.
It's cute, but she's playing. I'm sitting behind her, so possibly she's connecting it. But she's just playing on a rug here. It's not like I've came into the room or anything, and she's seeing me for the first time. She's just making the sound. But I am there, so I don't know if she's connecting it in this particular thing we're about to play or not. Go ahead and play it.
Say dada. Dada.
In that instance, when you said what, it was like she was like, oh, okay, there you are.
Well, what's funny about it is she was in her own little world saying dada. And then I said what? And then in the video, she almost looks like she's caught.
Yep.
And then she kind of just like freezes and then starts playing with the rug in front of her.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's what's been happening, and we're super pumped for it. And I don't know, do you feel like you've heard any other words like possibly coming out?
Well, I mean, she was doing mama, baba all the time, but it's really gone to just over and over, dada and blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah. Blah, blah. A lot.
You know what I can say? I think one of the reasons that, and this is your credit. This is to credit you.
Me?
Yes, you.
What did I do?
I you tell her all the time. You say, dada, is that dada? Come see dada. Hi, dada. Look at dada.
Mm-hmm.
More
she hears
so,
that way more than mama.
More so than I say, you know, oh, here's mama or whatever.
That's because I'm just all around a better parent than you are.
Well, you know, okay. I was trying to give you a compliment. You took it whole.
I'm just kidding. Gosh.
Terrible direction.
No, but it did not surprise me one bit. Honestly, that was her first word. I knew all along that it was going to be her first word. She was very, very obsessed with you. She went through a period there just like maybe 2 weeks ago where you couldn't even leave the house. Remember, she's following you to the door.
Yeah, but now she's obsessed with you.
Yeah,
She doesn't even want me to hold her. She wants you to hold her.
She's made a shift where she just is all girl. She like only wants to be with girls. Like she doesn't want you to hold her. Your dad was here. She didn't really want him to hold her. And like if it's a new guy that comes in the room, forget it. But if it's a woman that's in the room, she's totally okay with it. And I don't know what that's about. It's just something she's going through right now. But she is so obsessed with me right now. Like every step I take, if she's in her walker, she's right there. She's ramming it into my feet. She's grabbing at me, clawing at me, wants to be held by me. And that's just where we're at right now in life.
Yeah. She gets pretty upset if you're gone or you leave or whatever.
Yeah.
That's also normal.
Yeah.
Also normal. I've heard about it.
Yeah.
So what were your first words growing up?
My very first word was shut up.
Shut up. Okay.
Yep. That was my first word. Do you know why?
Why?
Because when I was little, we had a poodle and his name was Andy, and he stayed in the basement because I know how everybody has basements, you know. And he barked all the time, much like Soka, you know. And my mom and my grandpa, because my papa watched me all the time when I was little, and my mama would yell down, they'd holler downstairs all the time, shut up. So my first one was shut.
Do you really think that it was shut up as opposed to like dada or mama?
That's what my mom says. You heard her say it tonight.
That's crazy.
And then one of my other first words was like truly first words, not like a mama dada, but like word was rainbow bite instead of rainbow bright.
That was one of your first words? That sounds like an advanced word.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably just what you called rainbow bright.
Well, my mom said that like true words, like not just like the mama dada stuff, like advanced words like that I learned. It was rainbow bright.
Rainbow bite.
Rainbow bite.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. So I text my mom asking about some of my first words. You know, I have a sister who's 2.5 years older than me. And so again, I know I mentioned this, but she wasn't exactly sure. But this, she actually has a photograph of an old receipt. No, an old grocery list from, I guess, 1984. Or 1985, she took a picture of it and sent it to me because I asked her.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, what's funny is like the has toothpaste, deodorant, diapers, razors is on the shopping list.
Uh huh. Oh, it's a list. I thought you said it was a receipt.
I think it's on the back of a receipt. Or
something. Okay.
Liquifilm. I didn't know what that was. I looked it up. It's eye drops.
Huh.
I thought that was interesting. Anyway. Some of what she thinks are my first words because there's scribbling on the bottom of this piece of paper. And she deduced through some investigative work that she believes that Kara was scribbling on the sheet of paper. Therefore, they must be my words. But at the top, it looks like it says 15 months. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the list of words. Mama, dada, can, clock, bottle, bird, burp, no, and light. In light, she said, I said, yite. She said me and Kara said yite.
Hmm.
And she said the reason for that is because we loved looking at the Christmas yites.
Mm-hmm. Well.
She's going to love, McKinley's going to love looking at Christmas yites too.
I'm
going to show her
so much.
All the yites.
Although, so wait, that you're an April baby. So May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. You would have been about 8 months in December for Christmas.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean it's this is near Christmas.
Yeah.
She's just saying yite is both of our first words.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. Or maybe it is Karis. I really don't know.
I wonder what
when do you potty train?
I don't know. I need to look all that up.
Well, because I'm wondering because it says diapers on it.
But diapers could have been for you, babe. Could have had two in diapers.
Right. And if it was, then those are probably my words.
I don't know where you're going with that train of thought right there, but okay.
Well, I guess that could have been Kara's diapers too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It could have been both of you in diapers.
Yeah.
Anyways, I am curious to find out what her next word is going to be. I think it'll probably be mama. And then after that, I think it'll probably be Ahsoka.
No, it's not going to be Ahsoka.
No, not Ahsoka, but something for Soka. And I don't know what it's going to be.
Like Soka.
Maybe it'll just Soka. Maybe it'll be Ka or so.
Ka.
I don't really know. But she really, really, really loves Soka. So I feel like that's going to be next.
Yeah, it's Soka.
Like
does.
She tried so many times to when you were on the floor with her tonight in the playroom to grab Soak. So I'm wondering how she's going to figure out or what she's going to call her. It could be something totally off the wall that makes no sense at all. You know?
I can tell you, Soak wants no part of being a first word.
She wants no part of her period.
Mm-mm.
No. Period.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So.
Anyway. What else you got for the episode? I mean, we've kind of talked about the first word.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Yeah. No pun intended.
That's really all I got today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can wrap this thing up. We've been keeping your attention now for going on what, 30 something minutes. So you're probably getting sick of us.
I'm getting tired. I'm getting low.
All right.
Well, I need a snack.
You gotta get a knack.
Yeah, I get a knack.
All right. Well, let's wrap this thing up, guys. Hey, thanks for listening. If you want to continue to listen, go check out some of our other episodes. If you haven't heard all of them, you can go as far back as Hello Bump. That's when we were talking about this little babe when it was in Angela's tummy, all the way back. We've got like 30-something episodes of that. And, of course, We're on 33 of this one. We'll see you back next week for episode 34. If you want, go and leave us some feedback on iTunes. Rate and review us. We love that. Leave us a great comment.
Make sure to subscribe.
Yeah, definitely subscribe so you can get notified when we release these episodes. Follow Angela and I on Instagram or Twitter. It's at Matt Lanter, at Angela Lanter, and leave some feedback at Hello Baby Pod on Twitter and Hello Baby Podcast on Instagram. DM us. Shoot us some ideas if you think we should talk about something that you think we should talk about. Give it to us. We're always looking for new things and fun things to talk about. We love you guys' input, and we love you guys, and thank you for listening. And we will see you next week. Right, baby?
That's right.
All right. See you guys later.
All right. Bye, guys.